Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Grand Resort That Never Was. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
We're starting this thing. Hello, everyone. I forgot to say hello. How are you doing?
So rude,
but I'm all about business. It's 2019, and yeah. I'm all about business now.
We're in it. We're deep in it.
Yeah. Business suits, shoulder pads, briefcases, drinking during lunch. We're all about it.
Yeah. And these episodes are, I would say, listener appreciation episodes.
Yeah. We get so many listener comments, feedback, recommendations. We are starting now to do these episodes where you guys tell us what to talk about.
Yeah.
And we have a relationship with it.
You don't want to.
We're going to talk about that too.
We're
recording this in my apartment, and my apartment's just like a giant junk drawer, and there's this paper skeleton from Halloween that just slipped off of the
table.
It
killed itself.
It slipped off. It was like, enough.
It suicided itself.
Exactly.
And also a plane flew over, and I was like, that's not going to sound great, and then
and
this
also,
fell over.
I still have chunks of mint in my mouth.
I was like, hey, let's stop and start again. Rebecca's like, no, let's just go down
Continue.
With the ship.
Continue. No, I'm saying, let's keep it real. They think that we're fucking perfect. We are not perfect.
Who thinks we're perfect?
They're like these gods. Does anything go wrong in their lives?
No.
Yes, things do go wrong. And you heard it right. You were here with us witnessing it.
2019.
Wrapped. Yeah, I hope you're got your popcorn
up anyway, that skeleton. How many Halloweens has it been up?
No, just one.
Oh, okay.
Just new to this Halloween, but it's been up since Halloween.
I mean, you still have Humility Surrender 2018.
Yeah,
up.
I still have a couple days for that, though.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I mean?
What's next? Exactly. We talked about it before. We'll talk about it. Anyway.
But we always appreciate any listeners and people that contact us. But we're like, why not take some of the suggestions? You've done the work.
Yeah, you do the work. We have to do less work.
Yeah. And we
I'll
reap
yawn
all
that all the way to the bank.
All the benefits. We reap all the benefits.
Yeah. So we did, and so we're going to start doing these series of places that you, kind listener,
little mini episodes, little tiny little mini episodes,
little
something something, like those little mints you
little
got,
fix.
Yeah,
little fix midweek. So the first one we have, I'm excited because my parents constantly recommend it to me, whatever I'm working on, it's like
in the same way they're like, you should do this as like a joke in your skit.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, and one time did I ever tell you this? One time my dad, when I was doing stand up a ton and like still pretty new to it, my dad was like writing me material to do.
Did you do it?
I did it for one show. I did all of my dad's written material. It was very Seinfeldian and like.
It's like what do you think of this? And
what's up
with that?
Exactly. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah. Like observational, but like from like circa 1997 kind of a thing.
Good
it was
year.
Still like really fun. Yeah. It was still very fun. So in that same vein, my parents sent us a bunch of recommendations for this show because they're like, oh, she's doing like my parents are they've got accustomed to doing things that they don't understand, but they always try to like give input. Jewish parent thing.
And this is the first time your parents have made an appearance in an episode like
no.
You're in the Janis Joplin episode
two. My mom was in the bath talking to us on the phone and my dad was doubting what she said.
So this is not the first time
My parents are they're prominent figures in the Ghost Town character Bible.
Yeah, the universe. The GT universe.
Yeah, the GTU.
Yeah. Oh, that GTU.
Yeah, little GTU. So they recommended our first kickoff episode, the Chateau Hutter. The Chateau Hutter is between Sturgeon Bay and Egg Harbor along Bayshore Drive, which is very close to my home. But this is kind of far out.
This is in
Wisconsin. Yeah. It is off Highway 42. And it's, yeah, it's got this, actually it was much more interesting than I thought. Anyway, you'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I know nothing about it, so I'm ready to absorb.
Okay, so first a little bit about John A. Hutter, who it is named after. So he loved to travel, enjoyed fine meals. He was an accountant by trade from Chicago's North Side, thought himself a filmmaker, and produced travelogues of his journeys to show his friends and students at DePaul University.
He's a vlogger. He's a travel blogger.
Yeah, he's an old-timey vlogger. So this is in the 1940s, 1930s. He fell in love with Door County, which is a popular vacation spot in Wisconsin. So it was very popular. Think tackle, think fishing, think bait, think more fish, think fish fries, think scales, think water.
Yeah.
And the creatures that live inside of it. But he fell in love with Door County and wanted to bring the best of his experience from around the world to Door County, and taking the Midwest vacation experience to another level. So in the 1940s, he acquired 320 acres of land outside of Sturgeon Bay on Bayshore Drive. About in 1950, he opened Chateau Hutter, a complex of four buildings constructed in 1944, built with stone from the nearby beaches and woods and pine harvested from the bluffs across the field. So it was just like naturally sourced, locally sourced.
And that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. And you'll see, too, in the pictures that we put up, like, it is like a little, like, chateau. Like, it's very rustic. It feels vaguely European in a way that only the Midwest can duplicate, where it's like, you like pine, right?
It's like the Berlin of the Midwest.
Yeah. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll judge for yourself. So he aimed to create a resort that recalled an exotic atmosphere of a chalet in Switzerland and claimed to have traveled with his wife Clara to every continent to study the world's foremost hotels and restaurants so they might establish a truly astounding summer mecca of gay relaxation in Door County. Heteronormative gay relaxation, though.
Yeah.
And ethnocentric gay relaxation.
Yeah,
so just don't be fooled. Don't get it twisted. The most beautiful flowers in Door County will remind you of Anne Hathaway's garden at Stratford-on-Avon, Hutter wrote in a lengthy copy included in the 1950s brochure. It was one of many examples of overcompromising from Hutter, a habit that would get him in trouble years to come. Foreshadowing?
Uh-oh.
Correct. By all accounts, the resort was beautiful in its day, and pictures from Hutter's brochure display a summer retreat that aimed for a feel like, again, an alpine resort in the middle of Wisconsin. They had a lodging, a restaurant, plans for a 27-hole golf course. Bill Bertzinger, who had been working at the Alpine property for all of his 80-plus years, recalled Hunter hanging around the Alpine to take notes on the operation.
I hear when you say plans for, it's in the foreshadowing too, right?
Right, big plans.
When I hear plans, I know it's not going
to
go well.
They didn't come to fruition.
As soon as you say plans, it doesn't go well.
Yeah, exactly. In 1950, he created a promotional video, Four Seasons in Door County, which is... Did you hear that?
Did the video exist?
I saw stills of it. I couldn't find it myself, but I want to get to the bottom of it. So he created it for Chateau Hutter that has the feel of a director channeling like a Twilight Zone travel. Like it's like him and it's like pipe. Like it's very like,
oh, hello.
My chalet. I didn't see you there. I'm in my library talking about my chalet. It began with Hutter speaking directly to the viewer from a large chair in the library. It has been my business to create motion pictures all over the world, Hutter says. Nah, it hasn't.
Yeah.
You are a professor at DePaul.
Yeah.
Like, what motion pictures? Where? With who? More evidence.
That's like what people do in LA when they're like, oh, yeah.
Exactly. It's
directing.
Like, it's like bullshit here. Yeah. So he presents a self-narrated home movie featuring guests struggling to pull a rowboat ashore on the rocky beach of Chateau Hutter and bathers slipping and sliding on rocks as they try to enter the water. It may be the only promotional video featuring a couple digging their car out of the deep snow of a Door County ditch. So all the things you want in a resort, you know, people struggling against the elements.
Yeah.
Perfect. However odd the video, there's also like some, and again, I haven't seen this specifically. I just saw a couple stills of it, of like things that happened in that era and parts of Wisconsin that you don't often see depicted in video, just like on postcards and in archival, in old libraries where you blow the dust off of a book. So that was kind of fun. They showed the Pottawatomie State Park ski hill, toboggan runs, Bayshore Drive again, the drive that is close to my parents' house, ferry ride to Washington Island across the Door of Death, an old Door County fair door. So Hutter's advertising label, Chateau Hutter, Door County's outstanding resort, and claimed that the only French Riviera you will find a comparable environment. But in reality, it was totally struggling. So he claimed a world-class golf course. It was designed and built by Hutter himself. Again, locally sourced. Artisanal.
Yeah, but not qualified.
No. He would advertise meals and people would go there and it was like horrible. Like people would walk right out. Like people were like very weirded out. He also, he could make, like he would build these things, then he would burn them down and there'd be ashes all over the resort. So he'd like start to build like a little shed and it like wouldn't work. So he would burn it down. And so there'd be like piles of ashes around. So like bad meals, weird little golf course. He was creating like this place that people like were very confused by. Hutter believed that he was the victim of a mean-spirited campaign by Door County's good old boy network and claimed that he was forced out of the chamber and slandered by Bert Singer and other business owners because he presented stiff competition to other businesses. Really, people were just like, can you leave? Like, this is not good. This is weird and bad, and could you leave? The walkway along a rocky shore that Hutter disingenuously promoted as a wonderful place to swim was like kind of like a swamp, like a treacherous swamp. Hunter filed suit against the Door County Chamber of Commerce, claiming that his expulsion of his membership in it put him out of business. James Smith was a young attorney finishing law school at the time. Chamber attorney Steve Kierkegaard, not related to the philosopher, invited him to sit on the proceedings, which proved valuable lessons to the young lawyer. It certainly showed me you don't go to court without a lawyer who knows what he's doing, Smith said. So Hutter was a licensed attorney who had never tried a case, which is also weird. Again, he was, I don't know what he was a professor of, but he was not a practicing lawyer. When he appealed to the United States Court of Claims to get back his license, for the Chamber of Commerce so he could continue his business, which he thought was jeopardized by his expulsion of being a member there.
But it was really just himself.
Everyone was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, you're not running a business here. Though he was cited as an experienced attorney, the record didn't support that. He and everyone there, again, kind of following suit with the way that he ran his business. Everyone was like, can you get out? Anyway, in 1971, Hutter turned his, shit talked the whole town. And then also was upset over his property tax assessment. So he was really like falling apart here. He was not having it. He argued that his property should be taxed as agricultural land, not as a resort. And again, the resort is still happening. It's still struggling, but still exists.
And this is in 1971 or?
Yeah, 1971. Okay. He was still advertising his property as a resort in the Chicago area. He eventually appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court in his petition for rehearing. He said the shore frontage was useless. He said that bathing was not possible because of the land and the people there. So he was really, really turning. Hunter thought everyone there was a fool, slandered the chamber, slandered the town, and went to Wisconsin court and petitioned to keep trying to get himself, his name cleared, and to not have to pay taxes, and that everyone's fault, it was everyone's fault that this was not happening.
So he was like, mm-hmm. Hey, this is a resort. Everybody's a resort. And then when the tax people said, this is a resort, he's like, it's not a resort.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was successful, it's a resort. Exactly. If it's not successful,
if I'm making money, it works.
Yes.
And I'm happy. But if it's failing, it's everyone else's fault. Yeah. And I don't want to be judged thus for it. For nearly 50 years, Chateau Hutter had been little more than a mystery to most. Much of the acreage was sold off eventually, some to condo developers in the late 1970s, and 186 acres to the Door County Land Trust in 1999 for $1.2 million. So again, he eventually packed his bags and got the fuck out of there. It's now part of the Bayshore Blufflands Preserve, but does not include the remaining building of Chateau Hutter or another 80 acres of it. So everything we talk about, new plans for the property surface every couple of years, another golf course, perhaps nature preserve, but it never really happens. Hutter died about 10 years after that.
Of a broken heart.
Exactly. and the property still, again, exists in a incarnation of itself. A lot of the acres are used for other things, but there's still some property there. And you can see, too, like the old cabins, recreation area. There's the beachside area that people slipped and fell on rocks on. I think people are still hoping to create some kind of resort there, or do something with it. But again, not yet, hasn't happened. A lot of vandalism, as we talk about with a lot of these buildings too. Not any cats that I read about or saw in
pictures.
Is that
the first thing you look for? Is
cats.
What's the cat situation?
Are there cats there? What's happening there? But again, a grand resort? No. Ambitions and bullshit? Absolutely.
It sounds like he was very good at marketing and not good at the execution of the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is it sounds like very similar to what people do now. They put on this front, you know what I mean? Like, look mm-hmm. at my website.
Yeah, look at all these bells and whistles. And then it's like everything is eroding behind it.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing to
it. It's like
fill.
Someone was like, I'm making a movie. And it's like, but did you pay rent at your apartment?
Yeah.
In Sunland with your 40 roommates? No? Okay.
Do you have a thing with Sunland?
I love Sunland. Yeah. I love making fun of it. Sunland shade. Oh no! Don't unsubscribe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It sounds like the best thing that came from that is the marketing materials, like the videos and mm-hmm. the photos and stuff like that.
Exactly. And like, I do love the idea of like someone like half-assedly building something and then be like, "Nah, I'm gonna burn it down."
And then when it doesn't work out, it's like, "Oh, everyone's."
It's everyone's fault.
If it wasn't for the red tape,
right?
This golf course would magically be more golfable.
Yeah. How many holes? You want 81 holes?
Listen, if the podcast Illuminati mm-hmm. didn't have
Podilati?
It out, yeah, Podinati didn't have it out against us, we would be number one all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's not our lack of talent and. Ambition, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not us. We are doing everything right. Did you just hear what I just relayed to you?
Yeah.
I'm doing everything right. What is your problem and your problem?
The first one of your problems is maybe not checking out our Patreon. Now, if you would just check out, or even just check out our patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, two episodes in a week? How about two more a month? Two more bonus episodes a month.
Yeah.
And there's back ones too. So there's probably at least six for you to listen to at this
point.
Whoa,
can you imagine?
Yeah. And it's like, what is it, like the $2 tier? I mean, come on.
A steal.
You're stealing
my voice,
from us.
Jason's voice. My voice again. His voice again.
It's highway robbery that but it's legal. Yeah. So Ghost Town Pod on Patreon, patreon.com/ghosttownpod. But we want to hear your, not just Rebecca's
yours.
Family.
It doesn't have to be. I mean, it can be, but it doesn't have to be. Yeah. We've gotten lots of feedback. We're going to talk about all different people's suggestions for us. We're going to talk about our relationship to it. Is it interesting? Is it not interesting? How do we feel about what we're reading? Because you know what? We work for you, baby.
Yeah. So if you have those suggestions, ghosttownpod@gmail.com, Instagram, ghosttownpod. Let us know what makes maybe your suggestion like, and they're probably, I haven't seen one that's like, that's not interesting. They're all interesting.
Yeah.
But maybe you want to celebrate the town you're from or the area you're from or something mm-hmm. that you've experienced. I know I love doing that. Like I look in my like kind of hometown area and especially outside of New York City, there's tons of freaky stuff that's happened over the years. And those are things that I would be enthusiastic to talk about. So we're curious to hear about not just Rebecca's hometown, hometown.
No.
Even though we did Hotel Hell, Rebecca's hometown.
Yeah,
we've done a couple.
I
think there is one also
Wisconsin's,
on the Patreon that's a haunted hotel in Wisconsin. So
help us.
it's we're beyond that.
What did you say?
Nothing. No.
Okay.
We don't need help. We're doing good.
Thank you.